Page 128. Minimal art versus abstract expressionism.
So you see a few cubes sitting in an art gallery and you think to yourself, this is the greatest hoax that anyone has ever pulled off. You immediately walk away, discouraged by the wide gulf between what you hope for when you walk into a museum and what they've presented to you. How did we get here? How could these cubes that the artist didn't even make with their own hands be important? This is the case for minimalism. First off, we're not talking about minimalism as a general sensibility or the life-changing magic of tidying up. We're talking about the art of a particular moment in time, namely the 1960s, when all of a sudden there was a lot of geometric abstract art. Some of it was painting by artists like Frank Stella and Ellsworth Kelly, but most of it was sculpture by artists like Donald Judd, Carl Andre, Dan Flavin, Ann Truitt, Robert Morris, Tony Smith, Ronald Bladen, and Saul LeWitt. Art critics called it ABC art, object art, primary structures, and cool art, but the term minimalism prevailed. These artists never called their art minimalist, by the way, nor did they like the term, or the implication that the work was so reductive that it was minimally art. But minimalism was a rejection of what came before, specifically abstract expressionism, which dominated the art market in the 1950s. These new artists wanted to remove expression completely, remove emotion, empty the work of idiosyncratic gesture, make it resistant to biographical reading. Their hard-edged, basic shapes and forms avoided allusion, metaphor, and overt symbolism. The forms were often repeated, one thing after another, in regular, non-hierarchical arrangements, rejecting compositional balancing. No artists hemming and hawing over the canvas here. The objects were impersonal, many of them machine-made, fabricated from new and industrial materials. Sometimes this entailed ready-made units, like Andre's bricks or Flavin's fluorescent tubes.
Copyright PBS Digital Studios.